This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Coming in on a Tuesday, kind of misty Tuesday, with little Tina Turner. What's Love Got to Do with It? I never really understood that. I mean, this song is just so wrong as far as the message. Love's got everything to do with it. So, anyway, we may talk about that a little bit later on today. It is Party Line. Shan Sheridan with you on a Tuesday. And I said misty because it's a little rainy out there, a little cloudy out there, but it is March. Hey, praise God, we made it to March. It is a blessing we got through. You know, pretty much when you can get through February, you can say, hey, we kind of made it through the winter. I know it's sectional time, I'm knocking, and I know that March has brought us some pretty crazy weather in the past, but at least it doesn't last long if it does come. So we will... like the folks down south last yesterday, like 4 inches in Zionsville, down in that whole area down in Indianapolis, crazy. We got zip, nothing, nada. That was okay with me. So anyway, got a lot going on today. Open lines at 9 o'clock. We're going to be actually talking basketball. We're going to be talking a little bit about going on with the events, all kind of events that are happening in our community and the region. We'll be talking about those things. But we're going to be talking here shortly to Lori Brubaker from the library, Arts and Education Coordinator. We're going to be talking to her about all things Frankfort Library and all the great things that they've got going on. They always have something happening, always have something going on. Before we do any of that, though, let me catch you up with our fine sponsors. We do have some great sponsors. TC Traders, if you're not pulling a TC Trader, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now, 24/7. We love bigdeals.com. There's one in the hopper right now, especially during this season. You definitely want to jump on. It's a $250 value, and you can get it for $100. It's a power washing from Patrick. Patrick Swinford, power washing from Patrick, and really good stuff. Well, you know, they do driveways, siding. You name it, they'll power wash it for you. I don't think people are included in that, although I've been around a few that probably need it. BoonCountyDailyNews.com, CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspapers for all things local and regional. We appreciate all what they do. And the WILO Party Line online telecast at HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water, Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoops, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard County, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, just there yesterday, Marshan's Window Tinting, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Cooper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, and Avery Home Store. And Avery is kicking it. You guys need to keep supporting him. They're doing great, but keep supporting them. They really want to feel welcomed here in Frankfort, so make them feel welcome. We just purchased some ovens for our church, and great customer service, great people. The weather today, rain likely, mainly after 10 a.m. Areas of fog after 8, otherwise cloudy with a high near 46. Tonight, we're looking at patchy fog with a low around 39. And then tomorrow, rain likely and possibly a thunderstorm or two after 1 o'clock today, tomorrow, and with a high of 55. And we're moving to a high of, listen to this, on Friday, 72. Yeah. Hard to believe. 72 by Friday. We'll take it. Early summer. So that's what's happening. Also, today is National Anthem Day. We're going to be talking a little bit about that later, and some other national. I mean, it's always got. There's always a day for something. There's only 365 days, but there's always a day for something. But regardless, it is always our library day this time of the month, and we appreciate our Frankfort Library and the library system that we have in Clinton County. Fantastic. And joining us via telephone this morning is Lori Brubaker. Good morning, Lori. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, trying to get back in the saddle and get things moving. It's March. Can you believe it's March?
Yeah, it's already going by very fast for the start of the year.
I know we're the third day of March. And I woke up, I think, yesterday and realized, hey, it is March. I'm not in February. And it was already the second day. I'm already 48 hours behind. So, but it is, you are the arts and education coordinator for the Frankfort Community Public Library. And that means a lot because you guys do a lot. So you guys are always busy.
Are always busy, always.
You got always. What got you engaged in doing that? What made you want to do that when you grew up, or have you grown up?
yes, I have. Okay. Still have some to do, but I've always enjoyed art. And before coming here, I was in charge of the galleries at IU Kokomo. And when this position came up, it was full time art, a little bit closer to home. So I jumped on it, and I have been loving it ever since.
How long have you been in this position, Lori?
Just a little over 2 years.
Okay, awesome. And what are some of the things that you've learned by coming over and doing this from IUK? What are some things that have been the aha moments for you in this full-time position?
To me, honestly, I love working with the community and putting on a whole bunch of different programs that benefits the entire community, between the gallery exhibits, the arts programming, the art show, our women's expo, so many different big events that we put on here versus at IUK. It was just art exhibitions. So I'm a little bit more well-rounded in terms of all the different programming here.
Yeah, and really, you know, they say, you know, art imitates life. Art is life. I mean, almost every, I don't think there's, you know, there's some folks who say, well, I don't like art. I don't do painting. I don't. But really, at the end of the day, everybody's got a little bit of an artistic expression in them. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, because it's not just the visual arts. There's music, there's writing.
Right. Yeah, there's
so many things.
Acting, there's drama, there's, like you said, there's dancing, you know, although I don't think I'm the one for interpretive dance, but it's...
me either. Yeah,
but there are some great... you know, some great things that you can do in expressing your individualism and yourself, and you can do that very artistically. And I would much rather that be the way instead of doing it, you know, violently or, you know, in a sense of doing it radically, but being able to express yourself, whether it be painting something or whether it be, you know, singing something, writing some poetry. I think people just sometimes don't connect the dots when it comes to life and art, and so and you've been living that for a long time. It's been something that's been a passion of yours, and you get to experience that every day.
Yes, absolutely. Between that and being an artist myself, I'm completely immersed in it, and I love it.
So, what kind of art do you paint, or what?
Occasionally, I'm more screen printing and printmaking.
Oh, okay.
And then some sculpture occasionally as
Oh,
well.
I love sculpture. See, I would, if I was king of the roost, I would have sculpture. I would have statues all over the town. I love sculptures. And I don't sculpt because I don't have much artistic value. But when I look past and drive past the library and I see the little boy with the books in his hand, I'm always, to me, that is, I wish we had like 20 of those, not necessarily those, but 20 statues around, just kind of expressing. Is that the kind of the things that you sculpt?
Mine's more using wood and layering wood. Sometimes mine are wall sculptures. Sometimes they're 3D. It just depends on what inspires me at that given time.
You know, technology has changed artistic expression a lot. Because, you know, with TikTok and Instagram and Facebook, and people are always doing crazy. The other day, something came up on Instagram, and it was someone that just went out and took a branch, just took a like an old dead piece of wood, painted it black, okay, and then attached little LED lighting underneath the branch, and then attached it to a wall, and then put a black bench underneath it. And it was like, wow, it was unbelievable.
Sounds interesting.
It was incredible. It had a great visual. I mean, it was great.
Yes.
But all they did is just paint a piece of old wood. They probably did some kind of sealer, but they painted just a piece of an old limb that had fallen off a tree or they cut off, and they just painted it black, put LED lighting up back behind it, backlit it, and then and attached it to a wall. And what it does is gives us this incredible shadow of the limb. And then they put a little bench underneath it, and it basically looked like a tree. So,
yes. Yeah. And I love stuff like that, where it's simple, but it has a good impact.
Yeah, absolutely. It impacted me. I was like, but my problem is that, first of all, finding the time to do it, and then secondly, just doing it, and then getting the motivation. Okay, the motivation, there's a lot of stuff going on. Movie night's coming up Wednesday the 4th. That's tomorrow. Spider-Man, is that right?
Yes, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Is that the new one?
I'm honestly not sure. They seem to be putting out so many of them, but I can't remember if that's the newest one or not.
It reminds me of? It reminds me of the day, you're probably too young to remember Rocky, but it reminds me of all the Rocky movies. Rocky 1, Rocky 2, Rocky 3, Rocky 4. We've got like Spider-Man 37, I think. So we've got all these Spider-Man and Batman, all the different ones. But so tell us how we get involved with movie night tomorrow night. Give me all of the lowdown.
Oh, that is just completely free. I think you can just like show up, get tickets there. I think they also have them at circulation you can grab, but they are just free. And then they have an intermission halfway through the movie where they serve popcorn and water, and it's all ages welcome, completely free. Come out and watch a movie on our large pull down screen.
And that's in Scantia Theater?
Yes, it is.
Okay, awesome. Well, very comfortable. Always very comfortable,
yes,
to be
plenty
able
plenty of seating.
Yeah, always great. So, and that's tomorrow night, March 4th, at 5 to 7:30, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. And then you got something coming up this Saturday, Who's the Mama?
Yes, that is one of Jill's genealogy programs. And she did want me to mention that if you want to ensure you receive a packet for the program on Saturday, you have to register by the end of the day today.
Okay, so you got to call in and register for Saturday, and this is going on like 10 to 4 on Saturday.
Yes.
Are we going to find out who's our mama? Is that the whole... I mean, I hope I know my mama, but maybe there's some things I need to find out. So.
Yeah, because I think on back, things used to be a little bit harder for tracking. So Jennifer Van Horn... she's going to be here and help people like learn to use different sources and everything to determine the correct mother of children within a family group. Oh. So she's a genealogy volunteer at the Sullivan Munt Cultural Center in Zionsville. So she'll be here to help everybody out. And it's an intermediate level class, so they do need to be a little bit familiar with using Ancestry, Family Search, and MyHeritage and stuff. But if you're having issues with your family line back a ways on making sure you have the correct mother, you can sign up today and get a packet and come on Saturday and learn how to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, genealogy is really taken off in the last, 10 years or so with 23andMe and all of the ancestry stuff, the DNA. I'm a little cautious about all the DNA stuff, but you go back to, I think maybe Ancestry was one of the first that came out, but just by putting some information in, there's so many databases now and so much technology out there to be able to of find people and narrow it down to a gravestone or a date of birth or a date of death. It's pretty incredible what can be done.
Yeah, the technology, I think, has really helped advance the searches and helping families out. And the cost is only $2. So the benefit of getting that extra advice and everything, $2 is...
Yeah, $2 to find out who's your mama. You got to make sure you know who your mama is. Saturday, that's March 7th, 10 to 4. That's coming up this Saturday, March 7th, 10 to 4. But you need to register before the end of the day. And how can they register, Laura? Do they just call the library?
They can call the library, or they can go to myfcpl.org/calendar and sign up online.
Okay.
Do break for lunch partway through that, so you're not stuck from 10 to 4 without a way to eat lunch.
Oh, wow. So there is a break for lunch. You can go grab something and then come back. Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. And the what's the phone number?
765-654-8746.
8746. Okay. So if you want to register for this big event Saturday, Who's the Mama, that's coming up March 7th. 10 to 4, you want to call 654-8746 or go to myfcpl.org/calendar and get registered. Now, who's your storytellers? We were part of that a few months ago with Glovers. That was a great time. Enjoyed it. It was a great event. What's coming up on Hoosier Storytellers on Thursday, March the 12th?
This time, they are going to have Kelty Sullivan from The Angry Donkey and Stephanie Meadows from Little Miss Cupcake. So kind of hitting on the culinary scene for Clinton County to hear a little bit more in-depth information about their backstories and what they offer at their establishment.
Oh, awesome. That will be delicious, I can tell you that. It will be awesome. So they do a great job. I love Little Miss Cupcakes, cookies, wow. And they have a little bit of everything. They've got, of course, they use Glover's ice cream, and so does Angry Donkey. So they're great customers, and we appreciate them being a part of that. But Kelty, you know, when I got a chance to meet Kelty and now her former husband Joe back in the day when they were looking at coming to possibly Clinton County, it was what a joy. And then we realized right away that we had some commonalities because she was actually from Delphi, and that's where I when I first came to Indiana, I lived in Delphi and knew some of the same people, and there was a great connection. But I will tell you, Kelty knows how to make the kitchen sing, as I say. You know,
yeah.
she knows she's an artist in culinary for sure, and that'll be a great time. So that's next Thursday, not this Thursday, but March 12th, 6 p.m. Who's your storytellers? And you guys always have some really good, interesting programs regarding that, and we appreciate that. And then we've got the concert series kicks off. You've got a big year of concerts, but you got one coming up.
Yeah, next week. Yes, next week is a big week for all the bigger programs. But yes, the concert will feature Giza, and I am so excited for this one.
Yeah, you've got, okay, yeah, you're talking about next week. It is very big. You got the Thursday, the March 12th. You got Giza on Friday and the Women's Expo on Saturday. But let's talk a little bit. Let's focus on Giza. Tell us what we can expect from that concert.
She is an up-and-coming artist, so she hasn't done a huge amount of performances yet. But she came last week and kind of tested some equipment, and she gave me goosebumps. And I know her set list is all original music, so she has a lot of new music getting ready to come out, and it's just great to come support an up and coming artist. And
yeah, what flavor of music? What variety of music does she play or sing?
Hers is actually like a dark pop, so she's going to be a new genre for us.
Okay,
but all of her stuff she writes herself, and it's emotionally raw, so she kind of dives into personal struggle, insecurity, themes of abuse. So a lot of things that unfortunately a lot of people can relate to, which helps make the music even more impactful.
Okay, so she has a story behind the music.
Yes.
Yeah, so she's lived it. And that's Giza in concert. That's going to be March 13th, 7:30. That's also at Scanta Theater, correct?
Yes, it is. And the tickets are only $12.
$12 a ticket. And you can pick those up at the library. You can probably go online as well.
For those, you either call, you come in, and circulation can help you get a ticket, or you can also buy them at the door the night of the concert.
Okay, fantastic. And then your week kind of wraps up on Saturday, March 14th. But that is that's a heavy load right there. You've got a lot going on. But that's the Women Expo, and that's coming up next Saturday.
Yes, we kind of piggybacked everything off the Women's Expo to kind of amp up the week with having the women culinary experts of Clinton County with the Hoosier Storytellers and Giza for a concert, and then we want to top off the week with our Women's Expo.
Well, it is Women's Month, right? Isn't March Women's
yes.
Month?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it is.
So I want to wanted to make sure that we. I don't think we have a Men's Month, so I don't. We just kind of follow wherever we have to go, you know. So, but we just kind of fall in the cracks, and no pun intended. But we've got women's. So you have the Women Storytellers on Thursday, and then you got a female artist on Friday, March 13th in Giza, and then the Women's Expo kind of wraps everything up on Saturday. What can people expect at the Women's Expo on Saturday the 14th?
To start with, we will have a women's exhibition on display throughout the Hubbard Gallery in the hallway, kind of leaning back towards all the other rooms. That artwork will be Rena Brower, Janelle Driggs, Terry Duncan, Beth Hollinger, and Lisa Walsh. So we have five amazing women on display within our gallery. But then we will be utilizing several of the rooms up there, just like we do during art show. So we'll have a variety of different vendors and organizations with booths as well from that 10 to 3 time frame. And then back this year, thanks to the Zonta Club of Frankfurt, we have a speaker series. So we also have three women speakers that will be, we have Erin Popovich at 11 a.m., Krista Stillwell at 1, and then Esmeralda Cruz at 3 p.m. So we have a lot going on that day.
Yeah, there's a lot of estrogen there in that room. So that's a big lineup. So that is Saturday, March 14th, 10 to 3 p.m., and you need a ticket, correct? You need to get a ticket?
For the Women's Expo, no. It is free and completely open to the public.
Okay, totally open, free, and open to the public, and that is... again, March 14th, 10 to 3 p.m. there. And that's at the library. That's upstairs. And you're going to be kind of using the whole second floor, right? The Scanta Theater.
Yep, 219 Scanta Theater, the gallery, the art room.
Yeah, you got it all. Well, the gallery is always fun just to walk through to see who you got displayed.
Yeah.
There's some very interesting art and some great talent that we have, not just... nationally that comes in, but locally, you know, some great local artists that we like to celebrate. And then you get the next week started right back again. You don't waste any time breathing there, do you?
Nope, I didn't slow down.
Lori, you're just kind of keeping marching right along. The craft swap. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, I've already had a few people stop me in the library that they're all excited and already start gathering their supplies. So this is the third year I've done this, and until people stop bringing things in, I will continue doing it because it's great for spring cleaning. But any unused or unwanted craft supplies, art supplies, anything that we can kind of use with programming, you can bring all those items in on March 16th and 17th from 9 to 4, and that will be in room 219 up on that second level. You will be given a ticket, and that will get anybody that donates in on Wednesday, March 18th, where they kind of get first dibs on if they want to start a new craft themselves and pick out some supplies. And then the week will finish off with it being completely open to the public from 9 to 4 on Thursday and Friday, the 19th and 20th.
Okay, so you are... I want to make sure I get this right. So March 16th and 17th, anybody that wants to come in and drop off and donate some craft material, things maybe that they've lost interest in, or maybe they've just changed things up, or maybe they just bought new and they need to kind of do, like you said, spring clutter clear, and then they want to And then March 18th is the time for people to come in to get a ticket and so that they can go pick out what they want.
Yeah, if they drop off on Monday or Tuesday, they will get a ticket at that time.
Okay, yeah.
And then they just bring that ticket in with them, and then it'll get them in 219 on Wednesday.
So for those who are dropping things off, they get the first dibs on stuff that maybe they did. Maybe they come back and pick up the same stuff. I don't. Maybe they. Hey, it gives them an opportunity to maybe rethink what they did.
Yes, if they have a change of heart, be like, oh no, I still need that.
So they get their ticket and they can come back in, and that's free. So it's just, you know, you just got to have a ticket.
Yeah.
Okay, to pick up anything, and then once those folks go through it all, it's open to the public on the 19th and the 20th.
Yes. From
9 to 4.
They need
no ticket there.
Nope, no ticket. Just come on in anytime between 9 and 4, and you can browse and snag any supplies you might want.
We recently did this with our church. We did kind of a clean out of all of our Christian education material and in our Sunday school rooms, and then we had a big table and we just put it all out there. It was amazing how much we had: encyclopedias and Bibles and books, and it was incredible. But for the most part, people picked things up, took it home, and it'll be resources that will be continued. And what was not, you know, we donate it to, you know, maybe shelters or whatever that might utilize it. So,
yeah.
But hey, it's kind of nice to declutter from time to time.
Yes, it is.
and I'm sure in your world of artisan world, you probably have a lot of things you have to get rid of from time to time.
Yes. Sometimes it's hard to let them go, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's some other things going on. I know that's not necessarily in your department, but there's game night that's coming up. That's tonight, I think, right?
It'll be from 5 to 7, and that's for teens and tweens in the teen department. They kind of do that, I think, about once a month, typically playing different games each month, but this time tonight, they will be playing Hughes and Cues, which I have honestly never played.
No, I have no. Well, okay, Hughes, that would mean probably art or color, I would
think. Yeah.
And then you get some clues, so I don't know. Because Hughes is H-U-E-S, it's not a huge or Hugh. You know.
Yes. Hughes and Cues.
So we want to make sure that we give you the right clue if you're going to come in and do that. And then you've got music bingo coming up.
Yes, Allison is starting these. I might have to pop in and see how it goes if I can break away from the Women's Expo briefly. But yes, she's going to be doing them quarterly throughout the year, and this first one just happens to be the Swifty edition. So you're going to be playing bingo, but instead of the numbers and stuff, it's songs that you listen to, and you have to get the right title. So,
oh, and it's Taylor Swift. Oh, Lord.
Yes. It'll be a lot of fun. And then I know the other quarterlies, there's going to be an 80s edition, a Disney, and a 90s. So going to hit a few different genres for us.
Well, you got to go back to the 60s and 70s for me. So 70s especially. The era of rock, the era of real music, I say. But anyway, that's my opinion.
Maybe next year's quarterlies, maybe that'll be one of them.
That's fine. We can all dress like in our 70s. You know, the Doobie Brothers and all of the bands that made the 70s. My gosh, Kansas. You got me going down memory lane. I'll have to be careful. And then, so Music Bingo Swifty Edition, that's all ages Saturday. That's March 14th as well, during the expo. So anyway, I'm tired now just thinking about your March, Lori.
It is a very busy month.
You got a very busy month there at the library. And folks, this is always open to everyone and anyone. And we welcome you to be plugged in and involved in our library. Again, you can call them at 654-8746. And myfcpl.org, that is the website, and they have you kind of have a list of all this. You got a calendar, right, Lori?
Yes, we do. We have an events calendar, and it gives everything we have going on, whether it requires registration, and all of that information is all on the calendar for you.
That's fantastic. That is awesome. So, well, you're doing great work, Lori. I greatly appreciate it, and we're glad that we were able to grab you from IUK and get you over here at the Frankfort Community Public Library. where you're the gal that doesn't rest, especially in March. So you're just you're extremely busy. But grab a ticket, folks. Get out there, enjoy it. Especially if you're a lady, it's celebrating you for sure this month. And so the library is doing a great job of doing that. So thank you very much. We appreciate you, Lori. Have a great day.
Yes, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem. We'll talk to you soon. Lori Brubaker, Arts and Education Coordinator for the Frankfort Community Library. And if you want to know more details about the library and all of the events that are going on, again, call them at 765-654-8746, 654-8746, or myfcpl.org, myfcpl.org. And if you want to pick up tickets, you can put a slash there, and it'll give you to the area where you can get some tickets. Okay? We're going to take a top of the hour break. I'm running a little late, but that's all right. We're going to talk a variety of things coming up, open line, so you can feel free to give us a call, 659-3338. If you want to talk art, you want to talk library, you want to talk March is deemed as Women's Month, and we'll talk about all the things that are coming up in our community. A lot of stuff going on, and we want you to be informed and be able to enjoy it. But we're going to take a quick break, come back here on Party Line.